of my time in public life, I have not owned individual stocks. I have not traded in them. By the way, President Biden, as a senator and, of course, as president, throughout his career, took the same position, never owned individual stocks. And I have introduced legislation all along to say, senators, folks in the House, people in the administration, cabinet officials, the president, the vice president, federal judges who sit for life, Supreme Court judges, members of the Fed, none of them should be able to trade in individual stocks, because no one should have to guess, well, did they make that decision in order to promote the public interest or in order to promote their own interest?
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Some clouds rolling in tonight. With that, the clouds will produce a possible shower again tonight and again in the morning tomorrow. Around midday or so, the frontal boundary moves through the wind shift. By afternoon, the highs of 72 will start gradually falling off and the winds pick up and become gusty. It's 50s for the morning, 72 or so for the high, dropping through the 50s and 60s. Then tomorrow night, as cold as 35 to 40. A breezy, sunny, and much chillier Friday to the mid-50s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Again, once in a blue moon, New Orleans Stamp Burst, Stamp Fest, exhibiting tons of numismatic and philatelic material. Friday, February 11th, 10 to 6, Saturday, February 12th, 10 to 4, at the Wyndham Gardens Hotel, 6401 Veterans Boulevard, Metairie, I-10, exit 225. Free parking, free admission, hourly door prizes, sponsored by the Crescent City Stamp Club. More information and dealer inquiries at 504-335-5219.
Hey. Yes, Cam.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
This guy threw We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, gang, here we go again. Another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. It's good to be back in the saddle again, as they once said, back at work, back in the studio. And also, I have a negative test now, so we're all good. So how are things going in Baton Rouge?
They're going pretty good. Can't complain. Everything's good. I don't have COVID, so
good.
I feel like almost every single person around me has had it over the last few weeks. Somehow I don't, so thank God.
Yeah, and maybe that speaks volumes to being vaccinated. Who knows? But yeah. I don't know. It's definitely a mess, and just like you said, just about everybody I know has it or has been in contact with people who have had it. But you know, if we want to look for a silver lining in the whole thing, hopefully now that everybody is getting it, you know, you take that with the antibodies along with being vaccinated, and things will be looking good here real soon.
Yeah.
So, speaking of things looking real good, the injury report came out today, and the good thing is Ryan Ramczyk practiced today. So, we'll definitely need him on Sunday. Mark Ingram practiced, Ty Montgomery, Tre'Quan Smith, Taysom Hill, who's going to perpetually be on it until the end of the season. However, with all that, there is a couple down spots. P.J. Williams, Bradley Roby, Marcus Davenport, and Tron Armstead all did not practice today. Doesn't mean they won't play Sunday, but they didn't practice today. Still trying to find what the Falcons injury report looks like, but let me see here. And while I'm looking for that, Mike, why don't you let everybody in on how well LSU did last night?
Can we talk about the LSU-Kentucky basketball game? Because that went a whole lot better. That was on before the football game, and so that's what I watched. Yeah, it didn't really go all that well for LSU. To be honest, it was kind of to be expected. They lost to K-State 42-20. Which would have been 42-21, but their last touchdown was, well, assuming the kicker would have made the extra point, it was in the last second of the game, so they didn't have time to kick the extra point. But it was, like I said, kind of to be expected. LSU fielded 38 scholarship players, mm-hmm. and to put that into perspective, last year, during the COVID changes, mm-hmm. you had to have a minimum of 53 scholarship players in order to be able to play in your bowl game. That's how few. If this game would have happened last year, the game would have been canceled. And Kansas State didn't really look all that amazing, other than when LSU made them look great. It was more that LSU just looked bad. They had, I don't remember the numbers on this, but a whole lot of the team that actually made it out on the field were true freshmen who have never played a single snap in any game. And a lot of them are actually from the scout team. There were a lot from that were walk-ons, and they had, I want to say, 73 players total, mm-hmm. when you normally have 85, and you normally have, I want to say, 60 scholarship players altogether. And so, yeah, that's the team that went out there. Kansas State was basically playing against LSU's practice squad, more or less. So, I mean, it's kind of what you would expect. John Trey Kirkland, he's the quarterback. He's actually a wide receiver. He played quarterback in high school. Towards the end of the game, he started to look like he was getting his rhythm. If he wasn't a senior, they wouldn't start him next year. But he started to look better. I wasn't going to complain about that, considering he hasn't played a snap in 5 years. But and also, there were a few bright spots on the O-line, which, I mean, that's if anybody's going to look decent in this game, that's who you expect. The one coach that Brian Kelly has kept on staff is Brad Davis. He's the guy that filled in last night at head coach, and he is the O-line coach. So, I mean, if he had them, with all the issues they had this year, he still had them that prepared to play. Now, they had a lot of really good stops at the line. Now, the times when they didn't get a stop, it would be a 30-yard touchdown run. And that's part of why it went so bad. And the same issue that the secondary has had for the last 2 years reared its ugly head again. It was the worst open field tackling I've seen during those 2 years. That was horrendous. But the good thing about this, looking at the overall game, you have a whole lot of guys who would not have gotten those reps in a game had this not happened. So that's going to get them prepared for next year, you know, whenever it is that they're going to play. So I was happy with that. You know, happy for them, I guess, and happy for the future of LSU football.
Well, you can only go up from last night, and you know, yeah. The deck was stacked against them. You know, to even get 20 points, I think that's admirable. Yeah. But you know, from the little bit that I watched, it just seemed like you know, they were just outmanned, outgunned, however you want to describe it. you know, brighter days are coming. That's the only thing I can say. And hopefully Brian Kelly can turn things around, and next year we'll be back on the winning side of things. Just to update the injury report for the Falcons, they only have one person on the injury report, although it's a big one. Tight end Kyle Pitts is questionable. It didn't have his practice status for today, though, so that would be a major blow to them. But, you know, the thing is that you know, we need the Rams to win. We have to pull for the Rams on Sunday. We talked about this Monday about it breaks our hearts to have to do so. But the thing is that we can't just, even though we're 4.5-point favorites right now, that doesn't mean anything. When you're playing the Falcons, they want nothing more than to pee on our parade. And literally, if they could, they would come to Mardi Gras and do so.
Yes, they would.
So they're going to be up for that game, and they want nothing more than to ruin our time, and they don't want to see the Saints in the playoffs. But I'll tell you what, if the Saints do make the playoffs and they win this game, the 49ers lose, if Coach Payton isn't the coach of the year, I think that there's some serious issues in the NFL.
Yeah, I actually read an article a little while ago that said that it's, you know, this would definitely give him a lot more votes in for coach of the year if they can win this game and get to the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, that's with all of the issues, Hurricane Ida and COVID and injuries and all of the horrible things that happened to the Saints this year. Yeah, he would be a shoe-in. If he wasn't the coach of the Saints, he would be a shoe-in.
Well, I think you might be right there, because, again, you know, we get no favors from Roger Goodell or the NFL, for that matter. So, it'll be a fun game. The biggest worry I have right now is I don't know what to make. I don't know what to make on Sunday for this game. I've been racking my brains for a couple days. I'm like, it has to include chicken, because you got to eat bird on Falcons and Saints Day.
Maybe blackened chicken. That way it's dirty bird.
I don't know. I was thinking about some pulled chicken nachos, kind of similar to what we had in Nashville.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
But we'll have to see. We'll have to see. So, yeah, but either way, kickoff will be at 3:25. It's going to be on Fox, which I'm assuming then means we get Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Yay.
Yeah, so might be might be listening or watching the game and listening to Saints music during the game. That might be the right move.
I may have to turn on the radio and listen to the game while watching it on mute.
Well, yeah, and I think the whole thing is really it's going to be so important for us to establish the run game, especially.
Yes.
It would be wonderful if we could get both of our tackles back, because they are sorely missed. But I think as long as the defense continues to play the way they have, it'll be a close game. It'll be a close game. Might be a field goal. So Brett Maher, bless your heart. I know he missed an extra point the other day, but at least he's been making field goals, knock on wood.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll all work out. So we'll have to see about it. We'll have to see what shakes loose Sunday evening. We'll either be celebrating or looking forward to seeing what the Saints do in the offseason. And if that means Russell Wilson coming to town, we'll have to see. So,
yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got all kinds. We got some Zion Williamson news. We've got I want to talk a little bit about Fan Expo that's happening this weekend also. So stay right here. We'll be right back with more of the Something to Say radio show.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Come out to Fan Expo New Orleans January 7th through the 9th at the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. Meet your favorite stars like William Shatner, Captain America Anthony Mackie, John Barrowman, Michael Rooker, the cast of Clerks, and more. Plus artists, writers, cosplayers, Q&A panels, special events, and much more. Don't wait. Tickets are on sale now at FanExpoNewOrleans.com. January 7th through the 9th, Fan Expo. Discover, celebrate, belong.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit, volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. And we talked about the Saints and we talked about LSU. Let's talk a little bit about Zion Williamson. And I'll tell you what, it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse.
Yes.
To the point where now I really don't know, man. I don't know. There's a couple questions I have. Whether or not he is the guy. And number two, if he is the guy, whether or not he'll be around.
Yeah, and I was thinking that earlier. It almost seems like the Pelicans are going to spend all this time and pay all this money to get him healthy for the next team.
Yeah, you might be right about that. And as much as I don't want to admit that, it just seems like, no pun intended, he's got a foot out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And the news came out today that he will now rehab his injured foot away from the team. He was supposed to start full practice on December 2nd. That got pushed back because he was having complications. but from what his current state is, it looks like he's not even able to do any on-court work involving jumping or making cuts or anything like that. So, I mean, we're already, we're at the 5th of January. Maybe at the end of February he might be ready, maybe. That's just speculation on my behalf. That's not anything that's come out. I mean, there's no timetable right now of his return. So, you know, this guy's been in the league for three seasons and really has only been able to play one abbreviated season.
Yeah.
So what's the chances of him being able to play a full 82-game season? And that's not including preseason games and, well, as Jim Mora once said, playoffs. Playoffs? Yeah, I don't know about all that. I mean, I guess, you know, if you want to look for silver linings, then maybe, you know, you get into the lottery and maybe you pull another number one draft pick out of it. And maybe the whole situation looks a lot better for him. But the thing is that his weight issues are not helping anything.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. That one of the articles I read said that he's not doing any weight bearing workouts, which means he's not putting any kind of pressure on his ankle. And how are you going to – I don't see how this late in the season you're going to be able to get back in time. You've had all this time. They gave him a shot in his gave him an injection in his foot to help with the bone healing process, apparently, on December 16th. And then now this is being announced. So apparently nothing's happening. I don't see him back by the end of the season. And like you said, playoffs. What playoffs? Right. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about that.
No.
And so – I don't know. I'm hoping for the best, obviously, but that's the reason that I finally was able to admit that I think they're getting him healthy for the next team. You know, I'm not very optimistic about this.
Yeah, I agree with you. I guess we'll just have to stay tuned and we'll see what happens with it. But let's shift gears a little bit before we go to break. I want to talk about what's going on this weekend. It's still happening. The formerly Wizard World is now called Fan Expo. It's happening at the Montreal Convention Center. And although some folks have dropped off due to the COVID stuff that's going on, there's still a great lineup. And Anthony Mackie will be there, William Shatner, Michael Rooker, Ron Perlman, Jeff Anderson, Trevor Furman, and Brian O'Halloran from Clerks will all be in attendance. And actually tomorrow night, Mike, you are missing out, because we are going to have Guy Gilchrist on, who is he was Jim Henson's cartoonist that was the person that he did the Muppets newspaper strip in the early 80s, and then also went on to be the cartoonist for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Pink Panther. And then recently he was doing the Nancy comic strip in the paper up until from 95 until 2018. So really interesting cat. He'll be on tomorrow night. So you may be on your way back from Lafayette or wherever you're coming from. You can tune into your own show and see what's going on. But
I don't know. I'm not feeling very well. May have to make a call in the morning. Hey, Caleb, I can't go.
And tickets are still available. You just go to fanexpohq.com/FanExpoNewOrleans. You can get your tickets there for the weekend. There'll be there's voice actors, comic creators will be there. It's just going to be an awesome event. Can't wait. And that'll also mean, I hate to tell you, Mike, but we won't be doing a show Friday because I'll be on assignment. And this time, I'm not BSing. I'll actually be on assignment. Hopefully, come back with some interviews. It's all kind of up in the air right now due to COVID protocols. But we may have some Clerks interviews. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. So. All right, well, you need to take a break, get some news. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. We're going to do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot tonight since we won't be here Friday, so stick around.
7th through the 9th at the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. Meet your favorite stars like William Shatner, Captain America, Anthony Mackie, John Barrowman, Michael Rooker, the cast of Clerks, and more. Plus artists, writers, cosplayers, Q&A panels, special events, and much more. Don't wait. Tickets are on sale now at FanExpoNewOrleans.com. January 7th through the 9th, Fan Expo. Discover, celebrate, belong.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roslyn Kramer with Latter & Blum. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Roslyn Kramer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Governor Edwards gave a posthumous pardon to Homer Plessy, the subject of the Plessy versus Ferguson Supreme Court case that ensconced a separate but equal policy that enabled decades of segregation.
At ceremonies today, the governor made Plessy's pardon official.
While this pardon has been a long time coming, we can all acknowledge this is a day that should have never had to happen.
In 1892, Plessy refused to ride in the blacks' only car of a train, leading to his arrest conviction in a case that went all the way to the Supreme Court, where his conviction was upheld. What followed were decades of laws and policies to keep blacks separate from whites, often to their detriment. Keith Plessy is a direct descendant.
I feel like my feet are not touching the ground today, because the ancestors are carrying me.
I'm Kevin Gallagher.
Lawrence Brooks, the oldest living U.S. World War II veteran and Louisiana native, died Tuesday at the age of 112. The Norwood, Louisiana native and New Orleans resident was drafted at the age of 31 and served in the Army's predominantly African-American 91st Engineer Battalion, LRN.
Alyssa, I have a big question to ask you.
You do? I can't believe this is happening. You're on one knee.
Alyssa, will you... Hang on. Will you marry me?
Don't let the flu ruin your plans. Get your annual flu shot at no cost by visiting ldh.la.gov/fighttheflu. Brought to you by the Louisiana Office of Public Health.
Being young protects us kids from a lot of things.
Like paying bills.
And boring meetings. Blech!
But there's one big thing being young doesn't protect us from.
That's COVID.
Since August, COVID has made an average of 100,000 kids a week sick.
But now, kids 5 to 11 can get a vaccine tailored to give us the best protection.
For me. For us.
For kids.
We can do this. Find a vaccine near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
Window Genie specializes in window cleaning, window tinting, pressure washing, gutter cleaning, and more. Window Genie is locally owned on both sides of the lake. Window Genie gives a streak-free guarantee. And why not transform your home this holiday season with the installation of winter holidays and Mardi Gras lighting the Window Genie way? We are fully insured, so make sure to call Window Genie, where we clean windows and a whole lot more, at 985-826-4200 on the North Shore and 504-264-4200. 4-5-8-1-1 on the South Shore.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. We get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. must listen in.
And now an important message from Steve Harvey.
This pandemic isn't over yet. We got the vaccines. I got mine. You might have yours. But listen to this. Don't think just because you got the vaccine that you could just go crazy. Follow the current safety guidelines. I know the mask is hot, but you know what's hotter than these masks? Staying healthy. That's pretty fly if you ask me. Let's unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
All right, gang, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show, and how appropriate that John Lennon plays when we come back from break, because of something I was going to talk about, and shame on me because I haven't finished the documentary. I started it, the Get Back documentary that Peter Jackson from Lord of the Rings has done with, I think it was over 60 hours of content, and we watched the first part. It's three parts, but each one is about 3 hours. So the first one came out Thanksgiving weekend, and it's just too much with the holidays and traveling and stuff like that. And then of course COVID, which I guess that would be the perfect time to watch that stuff. But
you're just getting everything else out of the way so that you could.
Absolutely. But it's really cool. The whole premise of it is that all the footage was taken when they were filming and recording the Get Back album and leading up to that famous concert that they did on top of the rooftop concert on top of Apple Corps headquarters. And that's all going to culminate, and this is pretty cool. It's going to be in IMAX theaters on January 30th, which is 53 years to the day of the final public performance of the Beatles. So I think it's pretty cool, and I think I might have to head out and go check that out.
I was kind of thinking the same thing. I was trying to think at the break which theaters around here are IMAX. I thought of two of them, so they're both pretty close. So.
Yeah, I think it'll be a really cool deal. And if you haven't watched the documentary, you need to, because the thing that really sticks out to me is the fact that they just sat down 3 weeks before they did this concert and they had no idea what they were going to do on an album. None.
Of course.
They just sat down in a circle and worked it out. And no pun intended again. But, it goes to show the genius those four individuals were. And how talented that they were, that they could, within 3 weeks, write some of the greatest music that we've ever heard.
Yeah.
So there you go. January 30th. Go check that out. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some contingency plans, because I don't know if you've been keeping score at home, but things ain't going so well with the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
So as of right now, the NFL is looking into contingency sites because Super Bowl is supposed to be in Los Angeles at the big SoFi Stadium. And they don't know if it's going to be able to happen now because of restrictions of, just like what we've gotten out of might be going back into. So they don't know if they'll be able to have fans. And, of course, they're not going to have the Super Bowl in an empty stadium. That's
not gonna happen.
No.
The one thing that I thought when I saw this was, oh yeah, y'all can move the Super Bowl because of COVID, but you couldn't move the Saints game.
Nope. Anything involving the Saints, the answer is no. Moose out front should have told you.
Exactly.
If they were in the Super Bowl, they would probably have to forfeit.
Yes.
But it looks like that maybe AT&T Stadium in Arlington might be one of the places. Or let's see, is there any other ones? Well, that looks like that's the only one. And I was just trying to think. It's February 13th is the Super Bowl. I don't know what we have going on at the Dome,
the Superdome will be available.
We seem to be able to throw an impromptu party, so I don't know. But,
we'll
see.
I'm pretty good at that.
And we won't quite be in the thick of things with Mardi Gras, so I don't see why not. But you know, and another thing that that COVID has gotten now is the Grammys. The Grammys now have been postponed. They're supposed to take place on the 31st, and not going to happen. And no new date has been confirmed yet. But I'll be honest with you, I haven't watched the Grammys in so long. It's not because of anything political. Trust me, I haven't cared for it long before any of this crap with left and right and all that stuff. It's just boring.
Yeah, I completely agree. I usually look the next day to see if any of the bands that I like won anything, and then if not, whatever.
And 9 times out of 10, they didn't, because they're probably not nominated.
Because
unless, you know, the Foo Fighters, I think that's just the token rock band that wins every year. I don't even think they have to put out an album. I actually, you know, there was one year they didn't put out an album and still won a Grammy. And it was,
they don't know any other rock bands.
Nope, it was because they were involved with the Sound City documentary. So they won a Grammy for that. I'm like, I'm pretty sure they just say, well, how about Foo Fighters? That's a name that everybody knows. That'll appease some folks.
Yeah, well, what can we give them this year to make people not complain?
Right. Yeah, most of the time, I don't even know who the hell most of these people are that are up for Grammys. I mean, you have the normal people, you know, like the Billie Eilishes and the Taylor Swift and Cardi B and all that, but... to be honest with you, I can name one Billie Eilish song. I couldn't name you a Bad Bunny song. Megan Thee Stallion, the only thing I know about her is that she owns some Popeyes now.
Popeyes, so. Yeah. The Popeyes, the commercials where she's on the Popeyes commercials with her in them. So, yeah, that's literally, I had no idea that she existed until those commercials.
No, and Cardi B, really, I couldn't name a song if you put a gun to my head. And the only thing I really know about her is that she... is gross on social media. That's and I only know that from listening to Howard Stern. So I don't know. Harry Styles, I know who he is, couldn't tell you. BTS, I think they're Asian guys. I really don't know. I have no clue.
K-pop or something?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Sure, we can go with that. I don't know.
Yeah. I've never heard of Bad Bunny or Silk Sonic stuff.
Well, Bad Bunny, I don't know any music. I know that he was in a on a Corona commercial, and he had a wrestling match at WWE at WrestleMania last year. So there you go. That's the extent of what I know about these folks. So yeah, I don't know. You know, some of that stuff really just needs an overhaul to begin with. You know, like I haven't watched the MTV Music Awards, and I couldn't tell you how long it stopped being interesting. Really, probably about the time we graduated high school.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, there's no more days. I mean, if you remember, like Nirvana performing and Chris Novoselic throwing his bass up in the air and losing it in the lights, and then cracking him on the head, knocking himself out. Those things don't happen anymore, you know.
No, they don't.
Or the time, and I'm sure you do remember that Britney Spears and Madonna had a kiss on stage.
Yes, I definitely remember that.
I bet you do. But for the most part, I don't know. It was just like watching I tried watching Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve, and again, I said the same thing I said last year. Most of it just annoys me. I don't know who the hell these people are. The only person I really knew who was up there was Journey. Journey.
That's an interesting pick.
Yeah, and that's, you know, then you have the replacement singer. Granted, he does sound exactly like what, Steve Perry, isn't that his name?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, it's just annoying. I guess that's just getting old. I don't know, but it just seems like I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it. And even, you know, to touch on the Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve, the portion that was filmed here. I believe we could have found somebody else that was a better representation of New Orleans music than again, couldn't tell you that person's name. What was it?
Billy Porter.
Billy Porter. Thank you, Patty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Billy Porter. I've never seen Billy Porter in concert in New Orleans. Have you?
No. No, I have not.
But, you know, I'm thinking No Trombone Shorty, No Kermit Ruffins. You know, those are just two right off the top of my head. The list could go on and on and on. You could have George Porter Jr. You could have so many people. What in the hell is going on?
I don't know.
Guess the budget's tight when it comes down to New Orleans.
Yeah, really. I nominate Gigi Pender for next year.
Well, that would that'd been a hell of a lot better than Billy Porter. I think that Billy Porter does like Broadway things, from what I was gathering. Because by the way, I had to Google it New Year's Eve just to figure out what was really going on. But yeah, hopefully things can get a little better next year. We can have a little better representation of what New Orleans music really is. So fingers crossed on that. But this was something I thought that you would find exciting.
Yeah.
It came out today that there'll be a new Beavis and Butthead movie. Mike Judge announced today and even shared what they look like today.
And whoo, man, it's rough.
it's been a rough ride, man.
For some reason, Beavis kind of reminds me of Dale Gribble.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, I hope he's into conspiracy theories like Dale. That's one of the best parts of the show.
Well, he may be listening if he's into conspiracy theories. And accidentally stumbled upon our show.
Yes.
But it looks like it's going to be coming to Paramount Plus, which I actually tried Paramount Plus in the last month. And since they're not a sponsor, I'm going to be honest about it. Only reason why I did was I wanted to watch the new Reno 911 movie where they were in search of QAnon, which was pretty funny. But as far as an app in general, not that great. And I certainly won't be going past my free my free trial, because it doesn't even work on one of my televisions. It just spins the whole time. So not really that interested in that. But I'll find a way to watch the Beavis and Butthead movie. And they're actually they're going to be the actual series is going to be rebooted on Comedy Central.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So so there you go. Now you'll have something to tune into every week and a movie to watch. So that'll be pretty cool. but yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. But you know, there's so many things that are coming back around again. And did you get to finish Cobra Kai?
Yes, I did. And you were right. There were like three or four different things that just made me go, all of them made me go, whoa, 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 what? Is this happening right now?
Yeah.
And yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Well, and I saw Ralph Macchio on Stephen Colbert. I saw the clip of him on Stephen Colbert. And you know, he's 60 years old.
Wow.
And he looks like he's younger than us. He looks like he's probably, at most, he's 30 years old. But yeah, he's been married to his wife for 35 years, and that was his high school sweetheart. And they just got done filming season 5, and apparently they're going to be renewed again for season 6. So a lot of cool stuff coming with that. So that'll be interesting to see. But if you haven't got a chance to check it out, it's dripping in nostalgia, as the critics like to say. But I enjoy it. I think it's fun. And it's a good twist on this, with nostalgia and current day stuff. You know, I feel like a lot of the way the kids interact with Johnny and Daniel is probably how kids feel about us.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we're the grandparents.
Right. But yeah, I mean, that's a lot of cool stuff. And you know, it's just like we talked about Ghostbusters, and you know, Brenda and I really enjoyed it. And I'm all for these things to make us feel like kids again. More of it, please. Because I hated the feeling that we had the day we walked out of the Britannia after watching Star Wars: The Last Jedi, after Luke Skywalker, spoiler that came out like what, 4 years ago, but with Luke Skywalker dying, I was like, man, there's another little piece of your childhood that gets taken away from you.
Yep.
So yeah, it's always nice to have this stuff revisited. I'm okay with it. If nobody can come up with any good ideas, let's just do this. So
yeah, exactly.
All right, well, let's take a break. We need to get out, take a break. We're a little late for it, and we'll come back. We'll do some Wednesday edition of Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and I have a fantastic one that I can't wait to share. And it makes you wonder what we're doing with our careers. We'll be back with more after this. You would see me on the other
side. Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 a.m.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partners Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, we'll defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Back with the Something to Say radio show, and like I said earlier, since we're not going to be around on Friday, we won't disappoint. We'll throw a little Whiskey Tango Foxtrot your way. And Mike, would you like to kick us off?
Sure. And obviously, you know where this one comes from. Florida man worried about vampires burns down his house, police say.
That's right.
A Daytona Beach man was arrested this week. It was actually in 2018, but was arrested this week after police said he burned down his own house after screaming about vampires. Melvin Weaver, 64, faces charges of aggravated battery and arson. Daytona Beach police said Weaver's wife sought to have him committed for mental health reasons on Sunday, but when police arrived around 2 p.m., Weaver was acting rationally, and police determined that he could not be involuntarily committed under the state's Baker Act. But by 7 p.m., when he apparently decided to take meth, Weaver grew angry and began hitting his wife and breaking windows with his cane, police said. The vampires are going to defend themselves, he shouted, according to the arrest report. Weaver then set fire to the home by throwing ceiling insulation, of all things, onto the stove, the report said. His wife was in the house at the time of the fire, but she managed to escape unharmed. Weaver grabbed the kitchen knife, which is odd, and began knocking on neighbors' doors, saying his house was on fire and his wife was inside, the report said. He's arrested at the scene. Weaver's wife said he takes pain medication for cancer, but she did not know whether he had taken any other drugs that day. The home was completely destroyed in the fire because of vampires.
That's right, because of vampires.
Vampires.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I read this today, I thought, wow, this is already in the running for best of the year. And we've only, made it a week? Not even?
Have the best one first.
So the headline reads, reality star Stephanie Motto, who earned $200,000 selling farts in a jar, lands in hospital due to severe gas. That's right. Did you know you could make $200,000 jarring up your farts?
Look
at all the money you've wasted.
Really?
A familiar face in the flatulence space says she's feeling quote-unquote better after a reported health scare spurred by gas severity. As you may have seen making the rounds across social media in recent days, including via the content sourcing agency Jam Press and the New York Post, the 90-day fiancé star and self-described fartrepreneur, Stephanie Motto reportedly visited a hospital after experiencing body pains that she was worried could have been indicative of a heart event. Prior to the development, Motto, whose recent projects include the launching of the Unfiltered platform and the rollout of the Fart Jars NFT experience, made frequent headlines due to the popularity of the aforementioned flatulence when presented in a jarred format. Previously, for example, Motto claimed that she had made nearly $50,000 in jar sales in a single week. In comments shared with In Touch Weekly, Motto said the hospital scare was comprised of a nasty 2 days. I bet it was. During which she was temporarily convinced a heart attack was imminent. She was quoted as saying that it was a nasty 2 days that I felt awful, but thankfully it was not a heart attack, and that now she's feeling so much better. It was just a very, very severe case of gas that made me feel like I was dying and having a heart attack.
Crohn's, and I've never had that bad.
Right. Due to the experience, she said she's now refocusing her profitable flatulence strategy to put an emphasis on the aforementioned NFT project, which includes 100 tokens that are redeemable for a quote-unquote real fart jar. Meanwhile, 70 tokens are redeemable for used undies, which is gross, and other things. On Wednesday, Motto addressed the exponential number of news stories about gas-spurred hospital visit via a number of Instagram stories. She also further hinted that her refocusing strategy moving forward, telling fans in a TikTok that at least I still have my fart jars NFT. So there you go. Who knew? Who knew?
That's kind of perfect because you don't even actually have to fart in the jars because if you open them, then they're gone, and so you wasted your money.
Right. But what sicko is buying these? Who wants to smell that?
I don't know.
But, I mean, I know a few people that could probably make a hell of a lot of money doing that.
Yes. One in particular comes to mind.
Well, and not just her, but there's other folks that are near and dear to the WGSO family. So we'll leave it at that. All right, we're gonna get out of here. I gotta get home because I gotta watch the Blues. And so until tomorrow, make sure you tune in though. Guy Gilchrist will be on. And until tomorrow, let's just play Gloria.